I'm Ana Mateo.
This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Officials in Afghanistan say a massive vehicle-borne bombing of a military base in eastern Ghazni province on Sunday has killed at least 30 security force members. The head of the Ghazni Public Health Department told VOA the blast also injured at least 21 people. Meanwhile, a separate car bombing in southern Zabul province killed three people and injured more than 20, officials told VOA. The head of the provincial council and his security detail were among the victims. There were no immediate claims of responsibility for the two attacks. Violence in Afghanistan has significantly spiked in recent weeks, with scores of security forces and civilians killed in the month of November alone. Meanwhile, peace talks between the Taliban and the Afghan government have stalled, and the United States is proceeding with plans to withdraw most of its troops by next year. Colorado Governor Jared Polis and his spouse have tested positive for COVID-19. That's according to his office on Saturday. In a statement, the office said both men are feeling well and will isolate in their home. Polis said in the statement that no person or family is immune to this virus. He urged his fellow Coloradans to follow guidelines to protect against catching it. The statement said the governor will continue to work, although his health will be closely monitored. He's not the first U.S. state governor to have been infected with coronavirus. The governors of Nevada, Virginia, and Missouri have all tested positive for the virus in recent months. The U.S. death count from COVID-19 has risen to more than 266,000 deaths. Those numbers are as of Saturday. From Washington, this is VOA News. Suspected Boko Haram fighters killed at least 43 farm workers and injured six in rice fields near the northeast Nigerian city of Maiduguri on Saturday. That's according to anti-jihadist militia speaking to the French news agency. The assailants tied up the agricultural workers and slit their throats in the village of Kashobe, the militia said. The victims were laborers from Sokoto State in northwest Nigeria, roughly 1,000 kilometers away. They had traveled to the northeast to find work, according to Ibrahim Liman, another militiaman who gave the same death toll. Eight others are reported to be missing. Last month, Boko Haram militants slaughtered 22 farmers working in their irrigation fields near Maiduguri in two separate incidents. Boko Haram and Islamic State's local affiliate have increasingly targeted loggers, herders, and fishermen in their violent campaign, accusing them of spying and passing information to the military and the local militia. Burkina Faso's leader has been unable to secure a parliamentary majority despite winning the presidential election earlier this week. That's according to the country's electoral commission. Roch Marc Christian Kabore's party won the first round of the election, with his People's Movement for Progress gaining 56 seats. He fell short of the 64 needed for an outright majority in the 127-seat body. Kabore will have to depend on allies such as the New Era for Democracy, which supported his candidacy, to pull together a majority. The Congress for Democracy and Progress gained 20 seats, becoming the main opposition party. The Union for Progress and Change took 12. That's all according to the Independent National Electoral Commission's projections. Four people have been killed in an attack on a remote community in Indonesia's central Sulawesi province, and police are searching for suspects believed to be members of a group associated with Islamic State. Authorities say four residents died. Six houses were burned, including a house that was used as a place of worship by a church congregation. Britain and France have signed an agreement aimed at ending illegal migration across the English Channel. British Home Secretary Priti Patel announced Saturday that starting December 1st, patrols on French beaches will be doubled, and technology, including drones and radar, will be used to detect migrant crossing attempts. She said Britain has given France nearly $200 million over the past 10 years to help stem the tide of immigrants crossing the English Channel. You can find more on all of these stories and other stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. Via remote,